With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Sometime this year, if you believe tech firms' optimistic deadlines, some big-name companies are going to start test flights of air taxis. Think one of those annoying buzzy drones, but big enough to carry people over the traffic below. But Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports that a lot will need to happen to make what's being called a new era of flight real, safe, and affordable.
If I have to drive from my house to nearby Dodger Stadium on a game night, my heart sinks. It's even worse than normal LA traffic. There has to be a better way.
Oh, yeah. As you can see in the app, it lists common travel times on road and also what flight times would be. So it helps you imagine a future of how you would fly.
Kyle Owens is with Otis Elevators. That's just one of the many companies looking at the opportunity in air taxis. In its case, getting people to the top of nearby tall buildings to catch a shared ride. And it's built an app to do it. It says the stadium is 3 minutes by air. Let's go.
So we've selected Dodger Stadium. Now the app will guide us from where we are currently standing over to the elevator bank, and then it'll bring us up to where the helipad would be.
I want to see this. Let's do it.
Sure.
Going up.
And there are seat belts right underneath you, and we're going to need those for the flight.
Now, air taxis don't actually exist yet, although companies like Bell Helicopter, Airbus, and Boeing are all working on them. So I'm going old school with a helicopter. Jonathan Hartman is the disruptive technologies lead at Sikorsky. That's one of the major helicopter manufacturers and is working on this next generation of air transportation.
And what we're looking for into the future is how that third dimension of mobility can help access society as congestion continues to grow on the ground.
This trip over the LA traffic is fast and the views are great, but helicopters are big, loud, expensive to run, and restricted as to where they can fly and land. So they're never going to be a solution for everyone. Once we were back on the ground, Hartman told me that the next generation of drone-like air transport machines, call them flying cars if you want, will be electric, quieter, and cheaper to run.
I think we can start talking about solutions that are comparable to ground transportation prices. I think we can start talking about solutions that are accessible to everyone.
Experts say it's crucial to introduce any new technology like this to cities in a fair way. Harrison Wolf from the World Economic Forum joined me on my flight. He focuses on aerospace and drones.
We want to think through where infrastructure gets placed, how to support these mechanisms so that those communities that have been left behind aren't in the future.
Uber wants to be the platform for shared air transit, and it's promising commercial service in Dallas and here in LA by 2023. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.